Do not be afraid, only believe. Today's gospel couldn't have come at a more appropriate time. We've been through a lot, personally, as a faith community, as a nation, as a state, a city, and a neighborhood. I believe that out of the five types of prayer, of praise and thanksgiving and intercession, petition and adoration, petition really got a workout. And I'm sure we all have used petitioning prayer in our prayer life very often. I know I have. The woman suffering from the bleeding disorder had faith that her petition would cure and would be heard by Jesus. And Jairus, beside himself, and his daughter was critically ill, and he had faith that his intercessory prayer for her would be heard by Jesus. However, his daughter dies. Jesus heard his prayer, and Jairus heard Jesus say, "Do not be afraid. Only believe." That statement is the center of the gospel story. Both the woman and Jairus had faith that Jesus would be with them. In my ministry, I had an occasion, a privilege, and I was blessed to be asked to be with a patient and loved ones who are undergoing a surgical procedure that might have a questionable outcome. The patient and a loved one who would ask that if I could be there and pray with them, I would meet them in pre-op. The staff would give us the time to pray. Often the staff would join us, and once in a while, the surgeon would join us. We asked that the Lord's will be done. Either he would shield the patient from undergoing suffering, or he would give the patient and the loved ones the strength to bear the outcome. When we surrender to God's will, our faith in him takes away fear. That 5 minutes is truly a sacred time between God, the patient, and the loved ones. Each one of us may be suffering from a health problem that's threatening our peace of mind. Perhaps we know of someone like Jairus and the woman who are seriously ill. And maybe perhaps we are a person suffering from an unfortunate situation, an unhappy home, an unhappy relationship, or just worried and concerned about the future. Each one of us in this church today has some problem, some worry, some concern, or some cross to bear. Let's face it, each one of us has some problems that is threatening our peace of mind. Or there is a cloud hanging over our heads, or there is some cross that's weighing us down. Let's take a closer look at the words of today's gospel for Mark, especially verse 36. Be not afraid, only believe. Those words promise something really important. They promise that God will protect us from suffering or give us the strength and give us the strength to carry it. God may not erase some doubts we may have experiencing. He will give us the courage to walk in the dark. What do we do when we find it hard to put faith in God? What do we do when we find it hard to be calm? What do we do when we find it hard to trust? Do not be afraid. Only believe. We need to remember that God loves us more than we love ourselves. We need to remember that God is always at our side. And we need to remember that God is always ready to do what is best for us. And we need to remember that God knows what we need and not necessarily what we want. I would like to share with you a brief meditation that I came across some time ago, and I think is still relevant today. It sums up that good news of the gospel. I'm sure that many of us are familiar with it. The meditation was found on a piece of paper in the pocket of a dead Confederate soldier. It said, "I ask for health that I might do great things. I was given infirmity that I can do better things. I ask for power that I might have the praise of man. I was given weakness that I might feel the need for God. I ask for things that I might enjoy life, and I was given life that I might enjoy things. Do not be afraid. Have faith." Maybe a prayer unanswered may just be a blessing.